Sachem Sachem Parakeh, Mishnah Zayin, Yatsus Akash Mishnah, Benichnas Akash Nir. After the first group that brought the Korban Pesach completed bringing the Korban Pesach, they would leave the Azar. And the second group would then enter the Azar. As we said previously, the Korban Pesach was brought in three different groups. Yatsus Shnia, Nichnas Ashlish. After the second group completed bringing the Korban Pesach, they would leave the Azar. And the third and final group would enter the Azar in order to bring their Korban Pesach. Tamase Arishana, Kach Maisa Ashnia Vashlish. In the same way that the first group brought their Korban Pesach, that's how the second and third group also brought their Korban Pesach. Karu Esahala. During the bringing of the Korban Pesach, they would read the Halom. As soon as they started shasting the Korban Pesach, they would start reading the Halom. In Gomru Shanu, if they completed reading the entire Halom, and still there were people in the Azar that had not yet completed bringing their Korban Pesach, so they would repeat the Halom. V'im Shanu Shileshu. And if after they repeated reading the Halom, they still had some people in that group that had not completed bringing their Korban Pesach, they would read the Halom the third time. Even though they never completed reading the Halom a third time in all the days of the Beit HaMikdash, and even though sometimes they had not yet completed bringing all the Korban Pesachim of that group after they had read the Halom a second time, and they would start reading the Halom a third time, however, they always completed bringing the Korban Pesach before they finished reading the Halom the third time. So even though when they started reading the Halom for the third time, they knew they would not complete the entire Halom, they went ahead and started reading the Halom until all the people in that group completed bringing their Korban Pesach. Rabbi Huda, I mean, Mimam Shokash Lishis, Lohigia Lahavti Kiyishma Hashem, Mipnei Sha'ama Muatim. Rabbi Huda said, in all the days of the Beit HaMikdash, the third group that brought the Korban Pesach never even read the Pasuk of Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem before all the Korban Pesach of that group was brought. And the third group had very few people in that group. So that group never even completed the Halal the first time. They never even read the Pasuk of Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem until all the people of that group had already completed bringing the Korban Pesach. And since we have a cloud that's reason Makdim and Lemitzvah, that mitzvah should be performed with a larceny. So therefore, most people wanted to be part of one of the first two groups, so they would complete bringing their Korban Pesach early on. So the third group had very few people, and since there were so few people in the third group, they never even completed the Halal the first time. They never even reached the Pasuk of Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem until all the people of that group had already completed bringing their Korban Pesach. The same way that the Korban Pesach was brought during the week, that's how the Korban Pesach was brought on Shabbos. If Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, so they had to bring the Korban Pesach on Shabbos, they brought the Korban Pesach the same way that they brought it during the week. Except the Kohanim would wash the Azar on Shabbos, but the Chachamim were not pleased with that. And the Chachamim felt there should be one difference between how the Korban Pesach is brought on Shabbat and how it's brought during the week. And the Chachamim felt it's forbidden to wash the floor of the Azara on Shabbat. Normally, after the Korban Pesachim were brought, they would wash the floor of the Azara from all the dam that was on the floor of the Azara. And there was a stream running through the Azara. And they would block off the opening in which the stream ran out from the Azara. But then the Azara would fill up with water, and they would use that water to wash off the floor of the Azara from all the dam from the Korban Pesach. Now, they would do the same on Shabbos. They would wash the floor of the Azara on Shabbos, and the Chachamim felt that it's forbidden to do so, lest they end up flattening out holes in the ground. As maybe when they wash the floor, there might be a hole in the ground, and they'll flatten it out while they're washing the floor. And that's usher on Shabbos. That would be the malacha of bona, of building. Now, even though you're only going to flatten out a hole if it's a dirt floor. If it's not a dirt floor, there's no holes to flatten out. And the floor of the Azara is not a dirt floor. However, the Chachamim felt that even if it's not a dirt floor, it should be forbidden midrabbanan, lest you end up washing out a dirt floor on Shabbos and end up flattening out a hole, which is also mishum bona. However, the Kohanim felt that it's permitted to wash the floor of the Azara on Shabbos, so therefore the Kohanim went ahead and wash the floor of the Azara, even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Kaitayim Emalei Midam Hataru. Rabbi Yehuda said, before they washed the floor of the Azara from all the dams from the Korban Pesachim, they would first fill up a kose from all the mixed up dam on the floor of the Azara. And the floor of the Azara had dam that was mixed in from all the different Korban Pesachim, and they would fill up a kose from that dam. Zarko Zrika Achas Agabi Mizbeh. There would then be Zark that dam, one Zrika on the Mizbeh. The reason being, and the Chachamim were afraid that maybe the blood from one korban got spilled out before it was nidrak on the mizbeah, and that korban would be possible. So therefore, in order to be makshir that korban, they would fill up a coat from the mixed up blood on the floor of the mizbeah, and they'd be zorak that dam on the mizbeah, and that would be makshir any korban that the dam spilled out before it was nidrak on the mizbeah. Lo hodu lo Chachamim. The Chachamim did not agree that this would work to be makshir a korban that the dam was spilled out before with nidrak on the mizbeach. And since the dam on the floor of the Azar was dam not only that is kosher for zrika, but there was also dam on the floor that is not kosher for zrika, which is dam hatamsis, to a certain dam from the animal which is not kosher for zrika. So therefore, that dam hatamsis would be mavatal the dam that's kosher for zrika, and there's more dam hatamsis than there is dam that is kosher for zrika. So the dam that's kosher for zrika would be bustle, so it wouldn't help to fill up a kose and to be zarek on the mizbeach. While Rabbi Huda holds, ain dam mavatal dam. One dam can't be mavatal another dam. So even though most of the dam on the floor of the Azar is a dam hatamsis, dam that is not kosher for zrika, however, that would not be mavatal the dam that is kosher for zrika. So therefore, if we fill up a kose from the dam that's on the floor of the Azar and we zarek on the mizbeach, that would be matra any korban that the dam spilled out before with Nizrak on the mizbeach.